WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop. Leroy started his shop with the basic principles of treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. Now, 50 years later, the Leroy's boys are still treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop. Everything that rocks.
Come on.
Hey, good morning.
Yes. Monica.
Menagerie.
To everybody that been doing it. What a great song.
It's a great song. Anybody who says Ja Rule isn't great is full of it, man. Anyway, good morning, everybody. Welcome to it, the Plan B Morning Show. It's time for your topic of the day, sponsored by Specialite Indicator in Benton Harbor. There's a good chance you've walked through a Specialite door and you've gone to a local restaurant, school, store, or plant right here in Michigan. Specialite Decatur, Benton Harbor. Your topic for today. What strong yet completely ridiculous opinion do you have that isn't political? So everyone has political opinions. All right, you go crazy with it. But we're not going down that road. What other ridiculous opinions do you have?
If you're in the far right lane at a stoplight and you're not turning right, you're a damn fool. Even if it says you can go straight, or you can take a right, and you're at a red light, and you're the first car in the whole chain of cars, and you're going straight, and everybody's got to wait for that light to turn green to go right, because you're going straight. Dude, you know what? Burn. I hope your car just... Dude, it pisses me off so bad, though.
That's true, because you know
like especially if you're the second car. The car in front of you is going straight. All you got to do is just take a right. Nobody's, you know.
Especially, and there's no cars coming from the opposite direction, so you could have went like 5 minutes ago.
Dude, it's brutal. I just gripped that steering wheel so hard. I mean, come on.
That is funny.
It shouldn't even be a thing. You shouldn't be able to go straight in the right lane.
Yeah, just make it extra lane. You know, come on.
You know?
Yeah, don't put
just
straight
be
up.
Courteous. Just,
yeah. You jerk. You big jerk. Or at least turn right and then whip around if you're going to do that. All right? Come on now. Mine is actually driving related as well, too. And I'm sorry for all the blue hairs out there. But after the age of 70, every single person needs to take a yearly driver's ed test.
Oh.
I have a firm stance on this, all right? After the age of 70, every single year, you got to just go to the DMV, do a basic test. One day, you got the time. You're retired. I swear to God, if I see another blue hair almost cause an accident or just out there just driving like, oh, speed limit's 45. Nah, I'm not in a hurry. I'm going to go 20.
I call them Q-tips.
Q-tips, yeah, blue.
How about this? As soon as your hair turns white, you got to take a driving test like every 10 years.
Not even every. I mean, that's too lenient. Every year, because it drops off so much. And I'm gonna give it till 70. All right. But at 70 years old, you turn 70 that year, and every following year, while you're still alive on this earth, sucking our resources dry, you got to do a driver's test every single year.
That is fantastic. That's fantastic. Because every time I see one of those license plate with a handicap, just because you got a handicap sticker on the back of your license plate doesn't mean you can drive 10.
You got grandma in
40.
That grandma in that Cadillac just whipping into a parking lot, just, you know, Tokyo drifting into that handicap spot. And it's like, Jesus, what are you doing?
Dude, you know how fast Cadillacs can go?
Yeah.
Come on, you old people. Test it out once in a while.
You know what? And let's take it one step further, all right? No more Cadillacs. No more V8s. We don't need a grandma, little lady from Pasadena driving a 48 valve V8 that is just, like, can go 120. They don't need it. Put them in a little, like a little Geo Metro, something that tops out at, you know, 55 miles an hour.
Yeah. Grandma doesn't really care about gas either. She's pouring money into that gas tank, just like at the casino.
Yeah, exactly. You got grandma. You're driving to the casino, getting hammered drunk, and then driving back home. She can't drive sober. And now we're like, oh, yeah, just put her in a Cadillac. She'll be fine.
Dude,
fine.
I,
no.
I, I love the ones where you pass and you're like, dude, I seriously don't think she can see over the steering
wheel.
She's barely. I think she's looking through the steering wheel and over the dash. Like you shouldn't be driving.
And see, there's another sweet spot there too, where like, all right, so let's say you're like 75 and your eyes are just above the steering wheel. Then you hit like 79, you're looking directly at the steering wheel, and then you hit like 82 where you're looking in between the spaces in the steering wheel. No,
as your vertebrae dwindle. You get shorter and shorter.
Christ, that airbag's going to go off and just rip grandma's head off. What do you do?
Just turn her to dust.
You know what? I'll pay extra tax dollars to make an old fogey like taxi service. All right. Just like if you're at this age, it's free to you. Just it's fine.
I got it. Here's what it is. We need to get the old generation on board. They hate the cell phones. You know, I don't want a cell phone. Once you get it, they like it. It's just like a Tesla. Let's get them in some Teslas. They got the money.
Yeah.
We know grandma's got the money for a Tesla. So you get the Tesla. It drives it, you know, by itself. So we're not going 15 and a 45 anymore. It's safe for grandma. It's not going to wreck.
And the thing is, too, is that I know right now there's still that learning curve with our self-driving cars. If we lose a few of them along the way for the testing, it's fine. They had a good run, and that's where we're at.
Dude, that's not a bad idea.
It's a brilliant idea.
I'm sure there's a lot of old people that sign up for it, too. Be like, yeah, I mean, if it crashes, that's kind of a good way to go, right?
Yeah. I mean, you're in a nice car. Yeah. Anyway, that's my opinion.
Damn.
All right, let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Just offending old people everywhere.
Yeah. We apologize.
We love you. You old bag of bones. What strong yet completely ridiculous opinion do you have that isn't political? We'll have yours when we come back. Stick around.
Two in a row, huh?
Oh, yeah.
The show is fresh, ladies and gentlemen.
So fresh. We had some new ones that we did. I had to put them in, man. Anyway.
It's what our listeners are saying. Never gonna give you up.
Never gonna let you down. Never gonna run around and desert you.
Classic.
I love that song, dude. So good. Anyway, it is it's your topic of the day today. What is a strong yet completely ridiculous opinion you have that isn't political?
After kid number three, you got to take a test. Sorry. it's ridiculous. You might get in trouble for saying it, but I'm going to. Why do you need nine kids?
I don't know.
Why do you need nine?
Maybe before kid number one, that might even be something. Like, if they're good parents, that's fine. Have 10 kids. If I know you're going to have 10 decent people raising...
There's no scientists that have nine kids, dude. I'm telling you. It's not a thing.
Too busy doing science things. We got some great comments on Facebook. Chuck said his ridiculous yet strong opinion. Socks with any kind of sandal or slides or flip-flops is stupid. I don't think
I was thinking he was going to say it was okay.
Yeah, it would be more ridiculous if you said it was okay. I think we all kind of agree that socks and sandals is ridiculous.
And it's not the best look, but... When nobody's around, I mean, have you ever worn socks with sandals just around the house?
The only time I ever have is like if I got my socks on and I got to run out and grab something, but I always wear thong sandals. I don't wear I don't have the over the top. So sometimes I'll do like the ninja foot where you put your socks in and you got to right through the big toe.
Bro, it's like I'm a ninja turtle.
It's like I'm a ninja. You can go do some kicks in the yard. let's see. April said her strong yet completely ridiculous opinion is it should be illegal to go out in public in pajama pants.
I don't know if I like that one.
I don't, because sometimes you just want to like run to the store in pajama pants.
Like I literally, and I know Brock did too, went out and bought jeans, but they're not jeans. They're pajama jeans. They're pajama pants that look like jeans, so you could wear pajamas out in public.
Exactly. Because you're winning in life. So that's the thing. Is a person wearing pajamas in public, are they winning in life or losing in life? There's a fine line. There's a very fine line with that.
Yeah. I think you can kind of just tell right off the bat, though, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for
like
sure.
Like, that guy has got to figure it out. He looks comfortable.
Yep.
Or, like, that guy... It's in a very bad spot.
Usually depends on what they're holding in their hands if they're at the grocery store.
Right. If depends on if you're at Walmart or not. That's the line.
Yeah. that guy's got a box of wine. He's not doing so well. That guy, you know, he's just got a couple little knick-knack thingies. He's doing fine. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Alicia's strong, ridiculous opinion. Coffee is disgusting. Wow. You don't drink coffee at all?
She hasn't tried. Yeah, she must hadn't tried the creamers.
Yeah, you got to have some delicious adding to it.
Because you can make coffee absolutely 100% delicious if you want, but it's not going to be. I mean, coffee's not really healthy for you anyway, right? But enough sugar will make it taste good, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think regular black coffee is, I think, very healthy for you. I mean, you don't want to be drinking a gallon of it a day, but that's with anything. You know what I mean? Heart's going to explode. Let's see. Anna says that onions are horrible. What are you, 12? Eat an onion. Come on.
Right.
I don't want onions.
I didn't like them as a kid. Onions on a burger, onions on a hot dog. How about grilled onions, caramelized grilled onions on your steak? Have you tried that? Yeah.
Liver and onions, delicious. Delicious.
I mean, I'm not going to bite an onion like an apple.
Pussy. let's see.
What do you stink?
What strong yet completely ridiculous opinion do you have? Sandra says witches are real.
What?
Her opinion is that witches are real.
She's the one that's like making the sign thing on the ground with all the candles.
The pentagram or whatever. All right, here's the thing. I'm not going to say anything about it because I don't know. I'm not saying they are real, but if someone for some reason is a witch, I don't want to piss them off and then put a hex on me.
Okay, how do you qualify as a witch? I mean, when I hear witch, flying around on a broom, throwing fire.
We could ask my ex-wife. She's right up there with him.
dumb bitch.
no, dumb witch. Dumb witch.
That's what I said. Witch. It's a soft B. You know, or can you just identify as a witch?
Yeah, you know, Wiccan is a actual, like, there are Wiccans out there that, that are, you know, follow the witch and warlock protocol.
But they can't fly around on brooms and throw fireballs.
Not that I know of.
They don't have monkeys that fly, right?
You know, that's why why witches don't wear underwear, right? So they can grip the broom better.
God, do it.
I love that joke.
I don't think I've heard that.
Well, that's why the Wicked Witch of the West was so angry. She didn't have a nice lacquer on there. She was getting splinters all the time. What?
Can you say that?
I mean, I just did. We'll see. I haven't gotten a message yet from Bill, so boss man Bill hasn't messaged us. Let's end with one more. What strong yet completely ridiculous opinion do you have that isn't political? Elijah says, Bigfoot is real. That's his opinion. Oh. All right. That's right up there with the witches. Come on now. Oh. Looking for Bigfoot?
What are you out there smelling trees and making your own footprints? We know what you're doing out there. Why is Bigfoot always running away from the camera? Yeah. He sees the camera and he just hauls ass. He's always looking back at it.
No, bigger question. Why, in this day and age where we have phones that have literally better cameras and can make movies on them, but yet we still don't have one single decent photo of a Bigfoot?
I was thinking about making a parody Bigfoot video, and it's like HD 1080 4K, and like have my brother dress up as Bigfoot, and like every time you go to the Bigfoot, it just blurs out.
I don't know what's going on. This is ridiculous.
Because that seems to be what happens. Every time you take a picture of a damn Bigfoot, you can't get a clear image.
Something about the Bigfoot fur that, you know, causes it to be fuzzy on the camera. he's got special fur, you know.
Jeez, come on, people.